Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Fortnalez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Fortnalez. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Russ Kemmerer. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Plus moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Plus scores. Sievers goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. It's 3-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Schult scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Usher moves to second. It's 5-0, Senators. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Usher moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Mock moves to second. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Plus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Plus moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Plus moves to third. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Plus scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 6-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Usher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Jensen reaches third base with a triple. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mauch is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porterfield hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Senators. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Plouze hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sievers moves to third. Rudy Minarsson now pitching. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Sievers scores. Courtney moves to second. It's 8-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Schult moves to second. It's 9-0, Senators. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schult scores. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-0, Senators. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Usher goes all the way around to score. Bridges moves to third. It's 12-0, Senators. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Bridges scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-0, Senators. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Usher. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. Klaus moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges misplays the ball. That's an error on Bridges. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Zobchin pinch hits for Rudy Minarsin. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Schultz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-0, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Usher takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Usher moves to second. It's 15-0, Senators. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemmerer bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Usher moves to third. Bridges moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Usher scores. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. It's 16-0, Senators. Milt Bowling pinch hits for Herb Plus. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 16, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Snyder now playing second base. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-1, Senators. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klaus for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 16, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney strikes out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 16, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Schoonmaker now playing left field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schoonmaker. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Mock moves to second. It's 16-2, Senators. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Schoonmaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 16, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Usher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 16, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 16, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.